Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Donna, the state budget was approved over the weekend. No new energy proposals were included. What is your reaction to that?
Well, I think our Western New York energy users can breathe a sigh of relief. I think it's good news for Western New Yorkers, especially the 90% or so that they heat using natural gas, because there were some proposals that would have had a profound impact on their future energy usage.
What concerns do you have about this being brought up in future budgets?
I think that, typically we've had policy brought up through the budget process. And I think last year we may all recall some proposals, some of which passed and some of which did not. And I think, these are very complex issues, delivering energy to consumers in New York State, and it needs a very detailed and thoughtful approach. And I think, in many cases, our state regulators, our New York Public Service Commission, is already looking at how do we transition the natural gas delivery system to meet the requirements of the 2019 climate law. So these are things that are being looked at already through the regulatory process. And I think doing major policy shifts in a budget process is not always going to be the best approach for consumers.
How much of a disadvantage would National Fuel have been if these mandates for all electric in future housing builds were to be passed?
Yeah, I think really the proposals that were on the table this year, two of which were really key, New York Heat Act and then the Affordable Gas Transition Act, which was the governor's version of New York Heat, they both had some very concerning features for consumers, consumers of all sorts, residential, business, manufacturing. One would be it would have removed the right that existing customers have now for ongoing natural gas service. Right now, we as a utility, as a gas utility, have an obligation to provide gas service to our existing customers. Customers have the right to receive that. That would have been removed from the public service law. So that was the first thing. And I think the other thing that was really key is it would have allowed the state, through the Public Service Commission, the authority to discontinue supplying natural gas to consumers, requiring us to discontinue it if it was deemed not consistent with the climate law that was passed in 2019. And really, when you dug into the details, it could have permitted discontinuation of service to complete neighborhoods of existing users of natural gas. So, very, very broad-reaching policies that could have had impacts on people that were probably largely unaware of it.
And what is your hope down the road as far as energy mandates, whether it's all electric or all gas, or just allowing for competition between the two?
We think it's really important to just have all options on the table. So, the climate law from 2019 has some very, very challenging requirements for emissions reduction, economy-wide, as well as for all renewable and ultimately clean power by 2040. these are substantial requirements. And how do you get there in a way that is going to, you know, allow for a reliable source of energy for folks at an affordable rate? And I think that's what we're really concerned about. You know, we've been very involved the last several years talking about energy policy. We just think consumers need choices. You know, we think that there are many ways to accomplish the emissions reduction requirements of the climate law. We have a plan that's been proposed. It's been proposed to our regulators, and every gas utility in the state has to propose a plan to say, how can we help our customers get to these requirements of the climate law? So for us, we think, you know, we can reduce emissions with energy efficiency, the use of hybrid heating solutions, and then adding low and no carbon fuels into our delivery system. And that's in addition to, you know, greener power that's going to be generated eventually and provided to electricity consumers. And if folks want to electrify their heat, they should. But we don't think there should be a mandate that they have to do so. I think it's important for folks to know as well what did make it in the budget last year. And really, there was the All-Electric New Buildings Act that did pass through the budget process. So starting in 2026 for new construction, there will not be the ability to have natural gas hookups in new buildings. There was a large list of carve-outs, though, you know, emergency backup, manufactured homes, manufacturing, laundromats, et cetera, as well as a provision for grid reliability. So I think what happened last year, that's the All-Electric New Buildings Act. That's going to start in 2026 for new construction. But all these kind of carve-outs and exemptions really showed sort of a recognition that you can't just hope to electrify everything all at once easily. So I think, you know, we think there needs to be a long-term plan that has lots of options and solutions that consumers can have choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.